Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. All Aboard the London Bus by Patricia Tote is a children's picture book that uses rhyme, short poetic pieces, and lively illustrations by Sam Usher to introduce young readers to London. Framed as a day of sightseeing on a double-decker bus, the book presents the city as a sequence of accessible stops rather than as a dense factual survey. That structure makes it both a storybook and a first look at London's landmarks, transport, weather, and cultural habits. The poems are designed for read-aloud use and are simple enough for early readers to follow with adult support, rather than teaching history in a formal way. The book folds historical and architectural references into a playful tour, helping children connect memorable images with real places. Its purpose is educational, but it is equally focused on atmosphere, giving children a sense of movement, place, and curiosity about one of the world's most recognizable cities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a rhyming bus tour that makes London easy for children to follow. The book's central device is a sightseeing trip by London bus, which gives it a clear sequence and a familiar child-friendly frame. Instead of presenting London as a list of facts, Patricia Tote organizes the material as stops along a route, so each poem feels like part of a journey. That structure matters because young children usually respond better to repeated patterns and movement than to static description. The bus becomes a guide through the city, allowing readers to move from one landmark to another without confusion. Rhyme reinforces this accessibility by making the text easier to hear, predict, and remember. In practical terms, this means the book works well as a read-aloud, where rhythm can carry attention even when the reader is not yet independent. The touring format also lets the book create anticipation, since each stop promises a new view of London rather than a single sustained scene. This makes the book less like a travel guide and more like an introduction to city exploration through sound, cadence, and sequence. Secondly, landmarks are presented as memorable entry points into the city's identity. A major strength of the book is its focus on landmarks that children are likely to recognize or later encounter in wider cultural learning, such as Buckingham Palace, the London Eye, Trafalgar Square, and the British Museum. These places are not treated as isolated attractions. They function as symbols that help define London itself. By returning to well-known sites, the book gives children an initial map of the city's identity without demanding prior knowledge. This is especially effective in a picture book because visual recognition and verbal repetition work together. The book does not overload readers with historical detail, but it does enough to make the places feel real and connected to a living city. That balance is important. Children get just enough information to begin associating each landmark with a broader sense of place. In educational terms, the book works like an early cultural primer. It helps children understand that cities are built from both famous buildings and everyday experiences, and that landmarks are not just tourist objects but parts of a shared urban story. Thirdly, historical and cultural references broaden the book beyond simple sightseeing. Although the book is playful, it is not limited to surface-level tourism. The text includes references to London's history, architecture, and cultural habits, which add depth to what might otherwise be a simple picture book ride. This gives the book a second function. It introduces children to the idea that places carry layers of meaning. A landmark is not only something to look at, it also reflects how a city has changed over time and how people live there now. The inclusion of history and architecture makes the poems more informative without becoming heavy or didactic. Likewise, references to cultural details, such as tea or the underground, connect the city's famous image with everyday experience. That combination helps children see London as both iconic and practical, a place of traditions and ordinary routines. For parents and educators, this is useful because it creates natural openings for conversation. A child can ask why a building matters, how transport works, or what makes a city different from a smaller town, and the book supports those questions without needing an explanation-heavy format. Fourthly, Sam Usher's illustrations deepen the sense of movement, humor, and place. The illustrations by Sam Usher are an essential part of the book's effect, not just an accompaniment to the poems. In a picture book built around a city tour, visual detail has to carry a great deal of meaning, and Usher's work helps translate the poems into an immediate experience of London. His style supports the tone of warmth and curiosity described in the text, giving the book a sense of visual rhythm that matches the poetry. Because the book is for young children, the images also help clarify context. They show how the bus, the family, and the landmarks relate to one another in space. This is particularly important in a city book, where the pleasure often comes from noticing scale, movement, and atmosphere. The illustrations also contribute humor and charm, which prevent the educational material from feeling too formal. In effect, the images make the book more immersive and more memorable, Children are likely to remember not only the names of places, but also the feeling of traveling through them, which is one of the clearest signs that the text and illustrations are working together effectively. Lastly, a useful first London book for read-aloud learning at home or in class. The book is especially well-suited to early childhood and early elementary readers because it combines short poems, familiar transport, and a concrete setting. That makes it flexible for both home reading and classroom use. Parents can use it to prepare children for a trip to London, while teachers can use it to introduce geography, urban landmarks, and cultural observation in a format that feels light rather than instructional. The structure is also helpful for discussion, because each poem can serve as a small lesson or a conversation starter. A child can focus on one stop at a time, which prevents the reading experience from becoming overwhelming. Compared with many city-themed picture books, this one stands out for its poetic form. Instead of relying on a simple fact list or a generic story, it uses rhyme to bind information and atmosphere together. That gives it more staying power than a standard overview book. It is not trying to be exhaustive. Its value lies in being selective, memorable, and inviting, offering a first experience of London that is easy to revisit and easy to share. In conclusion, All Aboard the London Bus should appeal most to young children, parents looking for travel preparation books, and teachers or librarians seeking an introductory text about London. Its main value is that it teaches through form as much as through content. The rhyming poems, bus route structure, and supportive illustrations create a guided experience that is easy for children to absorb. The book is practical for shared reading because it invites pauses, questions, and repeated readings, all of which strengthen comprehension and memory. It also gives children a first sense of how a major city is built from landmarks, transport, history, and everyday culture. What makes it stand out within the children's city book category is its balance of warmth and specificity. Many books about London either lean heavily on facts or stay too general to leave a strong impression. This one finds a middle ground by making the city feel both recognizable and approachable. It is especially effective as an introduction rather than a comprehensive guide, which is exactly why it works well for its intended age group. If you would like to support Patricia Tote, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.